The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of We the People Radio. On St. Patty's Day. You'll figure out it's St. Patty's Day when you hear the music.
Yeah. You wonder why all the people are wearing green. Hey, you got a green microphone. How about that?
I know. Huh. It was my Shamrock shirt.
Oh, yeah.
My Aaron Grow bra pin that I've been wearing since I was a small child.
Yeah.
It looks like it, too. It's kind of haggard. It only gets worn once a year, but after 60-something years.
Wow.
Yeah. 60. Well, I don't know. I started going to school when I was, what, 5? Went to kindergarten in a basement.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't go in a basement.
Random thoughts. So happy St. Patty's Day. So from Aaron Ryan over to Bill Kunduff, what do you got for us, Bill?
Well, you know, Aaron, our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. Right now you can get a great deal on a John Deere tractor, an implement, mower. And they got a good selection of electric mowers now. You know, California says you got to run them. So run down and get one from Pape Machinery. They've got them in stock and ready to go. Batteries are even charged up. You just get on it and go. They're located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. Or give them a call. Their phone number is 530-226-9226. Or get them on the web at papemachinery.com. And there you have it.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
So what do we got today, Aaron?
Well, you know, we thought we'd contrast the Irish music, the jokes, and the, you know, the happiness of the Irish. And, you know, if you're not Irish, today's the day. Everybody gets to be Irish today.
That's right.
It's kind of like going to Hawaii.
I'm
going to
go home and have myself a shillelagh.
Careful, I don't crack you with one before we get there.
Oh, sorry about that.
And for all those of you who don't have any Irish relatives, all the Irish have relatives that you could have, so.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
So that's always available. That is part of the plan. We've always got extra whiskey and extra relatives. We'll pick out the best ones for you, though, you know, so you just let us choose. Oh, my God. So I was really excited because, well, I was sick all week, so I wasn't excited about that, but I was excited we were talking to Claire Lopez and Dr. Lauver back here today because I said to myself, self, this would be a really good week to have some experts on. Wouldn't that be a good idea? And I could just sit here and use my nebulizer and yuck it up.
Yuck it up.
In my Shamrock sweatshirt.
This is going to be a tough 2 hours, but we'll get through it.
Sorry, Lyle. So Claire and Lyle have done bunches of shows with us over the years, many years, as a matter of fact. And so we'll start with Claire. Claire, since I got a new bio for her, she's ever morphing and changing, and I don't like to misquote her morphing and changing. She is the founder and president of Lopez Liberty LLC. What a great name. With a mission to alert Americans to national security threats, both international and from Islamic movement and Muslim Brotherhood. And, oh, imagine, they're Marxist collaborators in this country. I just want you to know I attended a meeting in the United States where they must have used the word collaborator, I don't know, 45 times.
Wow.
All I could do not to just stand up and start screaming. So all of you out there, I want you to take the word collaborator and wash your mouth out with soap if you're using it.
That and comrade kind of get me.
It's the collaborator blows my mind. She supported former acting ICE director Tom Holman and Tom Trento to defend the border and the United West, and was an instructor for John, how do we say his last name? Guandano? It's not an Irish name. We could make him Oguandalo, understanding the threat. So Claire's going to tell us more about that. since I don't didn't check that ahead of time on the name. She's done all sorts of stuff with a million different tasks for us. She was involved with the electromagnetic pulse project that we used to chat with Dr. Peter Vincent Pry on all the time. And if that's a new idea for you, you should check out the website and listen to some of his previous shows. That'll be hair-raising for you. We miss him a lot. She received a BA in Communications and French from Notre Dame College of Ohio and a Master's in International Relations from the Maxwell School of Syracuse University. She completed Marine Corps Officer Candidate School in Quantico, Virginia, but she decided to decline a military commission and join the CIA. I've always meant to ask Claire, what did your parents say? Were they like, wait, what?
She couldn't tell them.
Were they excited?
She couldn't tell them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did you even get to tell them? Did you have to pretend to be in the Marines? She's not saying. She's dropped off the line.
I don't think they ever understood anything that I wanted to do professionally. They they had no concept of a career. They just thought you stay home, you go to church, you have children.
Oh.
And then that's it. That's your life.
Oh, and so the CIA was really a bridge too far. So working in a bank would have been, you know, hard to explain, but joining the CIA was probably just...
She told them and they said, CIA, what?
I always wanted to travel, so, you know,
and banking is so boring.
That was one of the ways I got to see the world.
Nice. Well, you you were also on the Citizens Commission on Benghazi back in the day, and too bad you weren't in charge of it. We might have learned something. You're the VP of the Intelligence Summit and Career Operations Officer in CIA and all this different stuff. So in all this mess, just out of curiosity, has any of this improved or is it all just going farther away?
You know, it's not that it has not improved. Some things have, but things have morphed and changed. And even though some of the same threats are with us that were, you know, many decades ago, be it, you know, as we talk about the red-green axis, red communism, Marxism has been with us for, you know, at least 100 years, unless you want to go all the way back to Marx. And, of course, the green, Islam, has been with us for 1,400 years, and that's not gone away. But the way that they have... infiltrated our society, captured different, you know, pillars of society, as you might call them, in America. That has gotten worse. That has changed and gotten worse, in particular now with Beijing, with the Chinese Communist Party, you know, leading what I would say the international communist movement. But and that alliance together with the Green. Of course, that goes back to Soviet times when the Soviets first began to muck about in the Middle East, supporting Yasser Arafat, the PLO, PFLP, and all the other, you know, Islamic terror groups there. Things have gotten worse in some ways, but we keep trying. I guess that's the best thing we can say.
We're looking forward to hearing more about all this today. I mean, you know, it's one thing to get bad news, but at least if it's factual, I think most people are all, you know, kind of okay with it a little bit.
I think people want to know. They want to know what they're up against so that they themselves can make decisions in their own lives.
Yeah.
And take steps for themselves that are right for themselves and their families.
Yeah, what a clever idea.
And I think that's what we try to do more than... You know, we're not just, you know, trying to scare them all to death, but rather just to alert so that they can make the decisions for themselves.
Agreed. And I think most people, that's their biggest beef, is that they feel like they're not being told the truth on an ongoing basis, and that's...
Or not being told anything, you know. It's
well, then there's that.
Radio silence.
Yeah, pat you on the head. Everything's fine.
People are worried. Yeah.
Nobody, don't look over here. There's nothing to see. All right, so then we better identify the other laugh in the background is our guest, Dr. Lyle Rapacki. He's the one who forwarded Claire's article earlier this week, so we will blame him for this. Whatever happens, it's Lyle's fault.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's always Lyle's fault.
I know. See, if I really do it, it's, then no one ever blames me. I only get blamed for things I don't do. So, you know, it'll have to be something else I get blamed for. But let's see. Our friend, Dr. Lyle Rapacki, he's a private sector intelligence, behavioral analysis, and threat assessment specialist. And I've said that enough times, I can actually say that all in one breath now. Since June of 2010, he's provided selected members of the Arizona legislature intelligence briefings on border security and threats to Arizona sovereignty, which is how we wound up chatting with him in the first place, was all the stuff about the border, because, gosh, it's been a mess for so long, we can't stop calling him. Lyle also receives, analyzes, and disseminates critical intelligence from and to law enforcement, intelligence, governmental communities. He's the author of dozens of white papers, bulletins, and briefings, many of which have received distribution to and by local, state, and federal law enforcement. You know, and that's how we get Claire stuff, typically, is through Lyle. I'm going to cut across, though, here on Lyle's thing, because he now is inspired by coming on We the People Radio to start his own program.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's just the story we're telling today. So if you go to ArizonaToday.com, and it's Arizona, the number two, the word day, .com, you can follow all of his shenanigans, huh? Let's keep it green today. So you can follow Lyle's shenanigans there, and I'm sure after you're done listening to today, you'll want to do that because it's fun. Hey, Claire, we have a video on here of you doing the Claire Lopez Intel Report. Do you also do your own, you publish your own stuff, or does it all just kind of go out through other people?
Well, I do not have my own podcast or website.
So there's no way for us to stalk
but
you.
But what I do is, you know, I publish, for example, the article that you mentioned that I'm sure we'll be talking about. I have a blog site at Newsmax, so I publish there on a regular basis. And other places, you know, regularly do interviewing with me. The American Truth Project, for one, excellent organization led by Barry Nussbaum. And the Citizens Commission on National Security, which you mentioned. Of course, the United West, led by Tom Trenchow. I was a founding member of that group way back, I think it might have been 2009, long time ago anyway. Other places to look for me, the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement, where I'm a advisory board member there. What have I missed? Of course, social media. Well, everything goes out over Twitter, Facebook, and I'm also on Truth Social and Telegram.
Well, that's kind of fun. I always get your things kind of randomly. I need to pay closer attention, but I'll add those. And Newsmax, how often do you do things on there? I know a lot of people
that. I would like to write more often, but it turns out lately, maybe around once a month or so, I need to pick that up a little bit. But this most recent one, the article that we're referring to here, was published on March 8th, so just a couple weeks ago. Are Ramadan jihad cells already in the United States? ?
Well, I think that's where I think a lot of people are concerned is with this major influx of migrants across our border, unchecked and unverified. We don't know who's coming across, and it would be, I think, foolish to assume that they're all good people and they're just coming here for opportunity. No, I think there's, I agree. I won't be surprised when we find out there's been a fair amount of organization once they get here to basically attack our country.
I'm afraid that may be accurate. You know, what caught my attention and spurred me to write this article were two recent interviews that I heard, I watched. One was with former Navy SEAL Blackwater founder Eric Prince, and he was on the Epoch Times news outlet speaking with Roman Balmakoff there. And the second interview was with Senator Roger Marshall, Republican out of Kansas. And the two of them, what they were talking about, just they coincided and they really got my attention. Eric Prince, to start with, speaking again at both times, was talking about, in response to questions from Roman, talking about the fact that, in his opinion at least, and it was a very informed opinion there, that he thought one of the reasons at least why the Biden administration has been so reluctant to not only not say anything, basically, but not strike back in any meaningful way against the Iranian terror proxies, especially, you know, Hezbollah, especially the terror proxies, you know, that operate in places like Iraq and former Syria. They're sometimes called the Hashd-e-Shaabi or maybe the Popular Mobilization Units. You might hear that term. But these Shiite militias that have been hitting our forces, hitting, striking, missiles, drones, rockets. But the Biden administration, you know, hits back maybe a couple weeks later against an empty warehouse or something. So Eric Prince says in this interview, well, maybe one of the reasons why is that the Iranian regime has already surged. Who knows how many, just as you were saying there, who knows how many numbers of military fighters across our wide-open border. I mean, we know that China has sent who knows how many thousands of military-age fighting men, some of them very likely among the unit called the Jungle Tigers of the People's Liberation Army. So, you know, wide open border, why wouldn't they use that, you know, as an opportunity to get terrorists, jihadis, fighters inside our borders? What could be easier?
Yeah.
The app on your phone.
Letting,
come on in.
Yeah,
hop
how could letting millions
stuff.
Of people in, unchecked, how could that be a problem? We have to take a really
unchecked,
quick break.
Unvetted, and, you know, transported with our taxpayer dollars on buses that are up in plane flights that are operated by either the Department of State or various and different NGOs, non-governmental organizations like Catholic Charities and Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society and others, are taxpayer dollars flown and bused all over the country.
Hold that thought, Claire. We're super tardy for our break. We've got to take a really quick break.
Oh, go ahead.
And
yeah.
We will be right back. Our guests are Claire Lopez, Dr. Lyle Rapacki. You're listening to We the People on St. Patty's Day 2024. And the website is wethepeopleradio.us.
I'll be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be up to me neck in shamrocks as I march along the way. I'll swing that old shillelagh as I wave to each colleen. I'll tilt me ear the better to hear the wearing of the green.
Oh, the Kelly's from Killarney, the Murphy's from Kildare.
The Hallahans and Callahans who came from County Clare.
There'll be folks from dear old Dublin all the way to County Cork.
They'll be marching in the big parade right here in old New York.
Reading, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses dying. It's you.
I know, so it's not like the big parade song. That's a pretty fun song.
I was kind of hoping for a little High Kings or something there, but that's all right.
It's a classic.
Yeah, okay.
There are a lot of people who've kind of done modern versions of some of these songs. Oof.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oof.
I like the rap version.
Yeah, right. That makes perfect sense. Got a little Irish Rovers coming up later.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they're calling us back because we had some signal errors. You know, Claire was cutting out a little bit. But there they are calling. I hear them now. So the Intel report I listed is Ramadan 2024, the Islamic month of jihad. So that ought to light your hair on fire. There is, and that's linked on the webpage for people.
Good, we're together. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're all together.
Well, I was reading one article, I think last week. They said they estimate, you know, you were speaking about the Chinese coming across. They estimate like 20,000 Chinese that have not really been properly vetted have been released into the country. So I got to wonder.
Has anyone been properly vetted? I mean, to say that they have been properly vetted is kind of like an overstatement.
That's why people are a little bit concerned that, you know, these people are coming across, and we don't have a clue who they are or how many there are and what their intentions are. So,
yeah, you know, some very excellent reporting has been done by at least a couple of reporters. One of them, Michael Yon, Y-O-N, and the other, Todd Benzman. The information about, in particular, these thousands, I mean literally thousands of young, fit, military-aged Chinese men comes in large part from reporting from Michael Yan, who's been down at the Darien Gap. Of course, that's the jungle area that sits between the northern part of South America, Colombia, connects it to the southern part of Central America and Panama. And he's been down there many times, and he reports from there. And at one point last year, we were talking on the phone, and he's sitting in a little cafe on the Panama side, and he's watching, you know, Chinese men climbing on these, you know, the great big white buses that the American taxpayer is paying for, the NGOs, through the State Department getting funded. And he told me that the villagers in this particular little town had said they watched these Chinese men emerging from the jungle, which is a very difficult, rugged passage. People die in there. They get through, they come out on the other side, and they're relieved, and they made it, you know. And the villagers told Michael, they said, we saw them killing chickens and drinking shots of their blood.
Oh, gosh.
And
wow.
They didn't know what that was about. Michael didn't know what that was about, so he contacted a mutual friend of ours, Li Mengyan, who is a Chinese virologist, name might be familiar to you, escaped out of Hong Kong in summer, fall of 2020, to blow the whistle on the SARS-CoV-2 and the Chinese biological weapons program from which it emerged. And she knew, and she said, oh, that drinking the chicken blood thing, that's the signature training ritual of the Jungle Tigers, name given to the 75th Special Operations Battalion of the Chinese People's Liberation Army.
Oops.
So they were identified as what they were, and of course they head straight north, and I doubt they're the ones coming through the ports of entry or even using that CBP One app on the cell phones. They probably come through the gaps between the ports of entry, which are no longer manned anymore because all the CBP agents have been called off to the ports of entry to process people.
That's frightening.
Wow.
So here's trained military males coming into the country unchecked.
Drinking chicken blood.
For what purpose?
In public.
Right.
Well, I mean, and then you think about the rest of the Chinese presence here in America. Of course, there's the embassy in Washington, D.C. There's the U.N. mission in New York City. In addition to that, there are four remaining consulates, one in New York, one in Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Plus, there are any number of what they're calling, not so secret anymore,
nice.
But police stations,
right.
Not diplomatic facilities, manned by Chinese police in our country. And additionally to that, an unknown number of what they're calling special service stations. And again, not diplomatic facilities either, but manned by Chinese. So they've got all of that. Now they've got these hordes pouring in. And just last year we learned that the Chinese regime, the Chinese Communist Party, and the PLA, were establishing not just a presence at the old Soviet Lourdes intel gathering site on Cuba, but entering into a joint military training program with the Cubans. So how about that for a command and control center for all the rest of them?
Well, and aren't the Chinese heavily engaged in, what is it, Panama or Nicaragua, one of those countries down there? They're pouring tons of resources and money into and using it.
You're
basically
right.
As
yeah,
an operation.
They're trying
operations.
To extend their so-called Belt and Road Initiative, which extends into South and Central America, Caribbean too, as well as other parts of the world. But here in the Western Hemisphere, offering to finance infrastructure projects. Here are roads, railways, bridges, what have you. But by that way, getting a foothold into that country. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. You know, there was a time, I mean, when you look back at, like, the Cuban Missile Crisis, when we found out about that, it was nipped in the bud pretty quickly. Now we have all this foreign activity going on in the Western Hemisphere, and it's basically going unchecked. They're moving in, and we're not really too concerned about it. Is that accurate?
Well, our leadership at the moment certainly doesn't seem to be, with certain exceptions. And here I'll mention the second interview that caught my attention for the article that I wrote. And that one, again, was with Senator Roger Marshall, Republican of Kansas, who on Sunday, March the 3rd, joined Fox News Sunday Morning Futures program with Maria Bartiromo. And on that program, he was warning about the Chinese triads. Those are criminal operations, criminal organizations operating all across America. They are not just here. They're elsewhere, transnational, organized crime syndicates, based, of course, in communist China. But Roger Marshall was talking about their presence here in the U.S., and specifically in Kansas, of course, the state he represents in the Senate. And he was talking about an explosion of human trafficking. He was talking about a proliferation that he could see in his state of massage parlors and other Chinese fronts that he sees as front groups for the Chinese Communist Party, like hair and nail salons, for example, and identified, the people working there as essentially enslaved Chinese women who are brought across the border. And these things are what? They're money, they're very sophisticated money laundering operations. That's how he characterized them. Then he went on to talk about the flood of fentanyl trafficking coming across our southern border. And that, of course, too, comes straight out of China.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Are you aware, or have you heard anything about the Chinese training program here in Reading, training Chinese nationals to fly jets? We have a jet center here in Reading that we have pretty much catered to the Chinese. I mean, the city's even put in a bus route to transport the Chinese back and forth to the airport. It's a big operation. There's several, I would guess, several hundred Chinese being trained out there to fly jets. And that's been going on for quite a while. Now, I'm not saying there's anything nefarious about that, but it seems a little
strange. I did not know about that. But if you or one of you might send me some information about that, I'll be glad to write about it.
Yeah,
I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
You know? No, exactly. And I've always thought that was a little strange that we're Chinese or training the Chinese to fly jets. Why are we doing that? They don't have any instructors of their own, or I don't
kind of like sending Muhammad Atta to a flight training school in Florida, kind of
mm-hmm.
like that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So yeah, we can definitely send you some information on that.
Thank you.
It makes me wonder how many operations like that are going on in this country, just kind of under the radar. You know, we're actually taking money from the Chinese to train.
I think their military.
But
look at how many of our campuses have. You know, we have all these Confucius universities and all the shows we've done with Dr. Chen about that kind of stuff, and it's like, okay. That should be concerning.
Has anybody brought up the flight training school there in Reading, brought that up to any local representatives?
Oh, yeah.
Either at your state legislature or Congress?
I don't know on a state or federal level, but I know locally they're taking the money. I mean, they get paid a lot of money to train these folks, and the Jet Center makes, I'm sure, a lot of money training them. And
I think we probably shouldn't pipe up too
to
much since we haven't actually done any research on
this. This would be the kind of thing that ought to be raised up to a higher level.
Yeah, yeah.
That's only local.
Yeah, we can send you what we know. I mean, I know nothing about it, to be honest with you. I know there's days we'll go to a local grocery store here on a weekend, and there's days we run into the day that all the Chinese are shopping, and it's there's a lot of Chinese out there. So.
Yeah, and that's fine as long as nobody's setting up base to do something odd, bad, or weird.
Well, it gets back to basically trading technology. I mean, we're trading technology with the Chinese right here.
Not even just trading, allowing them to rip us off blindly through intellectual property theft and outright technology theft, and we've been doing this for decades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in all industries, not just tech.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of industries that are getting taken advantage of. So
yeah, and to Aaron's point, there, she was beginning to talk about our campuses, where any particular year there are in the range of 300,000 Chinese students at the undergraduate, graduate levels of our schools. And no, they're not studying underwater basket weaving.
Mm-hmm.
They are studying things like computer science and nuclear technology and physics, serious topics, serious subjects.
And to give them credit, I mean, they're hard workers. They study hard. They learn everything they're sent here to learn. And some of them don't return. Some of them realize that, you know, life here is much different than what they've been taught in China, and they elect to stay.
Sure.
You know, but I think the vast majority of them don't. I think the vast majority.
Well, but again, I mean, it's the vetting, right, or the lack thereof.
Right.
And the fact that foreign students in general typically pay full tuition, whereas American students do not often pay, or often do not pay full tuition. They might be getting financial aid, they might be getting scholarships and grants and so forth. But the foreign students come in and they pay full freight for the tuition as well as housing, you know, dorms.
Right.
Yeah, which works out well for the universities. I'd like to, when we come back, talk to us about this national, you know, thing of jihad, since we're kind of dumb about all this Ramadan and what all these things mean sometimes. And I know we've done shows with you guys but on this. But I think when most people hear that, they think, oh, it's just some, you know, religious thing and doesn't have anything to do with me. And why should that be concerning for people? And you guys would likely have some insight into that. So we would like to have that when we come back. So we're going to continue with a little St. Paddy's Day break here at We the People Radio. You can find us online at wethepeopleradio.us. Caught him sleeping.
Oh.
Although a few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play at a funeral, so we play the march from Saul.
Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns they blaze away.
McCarty pumps the Alvasoo while I the pipes do play.
And Hennessy toodles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to all Ireland is back to Barra's band.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Eyes are smiling, sure 'tis like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish, sure they steal
You know what that song teaches you, doesn't it? The Irish are much better friends than they are enemies.
Ah, okay.
Because when the Irish eyes are not smiling, all bets are off. Because we play hard on both directions.
Is that when you get a shellacking?
Mm-hmm. That's when the shillelagh comes out. Not okay. The fun kind either. So speaking of which, the Ramadan thing. Why should we be concerned about that, or why is that a red? Well, I don't know. Can we say red flag? They're a green flag, aren't they?
Well, Ramadan is the annual month of the year during which faithful Muslims are to observe fasting and prayer. That's how it's advertised, anyway. In fact, over the centuries, and there have been many, Ramadan is more often an occasion for jihad attacks. Of course, as we know from books of Islamic doctrine and law, jihad is defined as warfare against non-Muslims. So that's not so good. And we this year began the observance of Ramadan at sundown on March 10, and it'll go for a full month until sundown on April 10. So we're well into it now. We have heard Islamic leaders, imams, Hamas leadership, the clerical leadership of Al-Azhar in Cairo, Egypt, all over the world, and including right here in mosques in the United States. And we know this because some of those sermons that are given there are captured and talked about in outlets like MEMRI, Middle East Media Research Institute, MEMRI, very good website, where they report on things like this. So we know that the call has already gone out since before the beginning of Ramadan this year. The call has gone out to use the month as a month of jihad, a month of attacks against the non-Muslim, in particular this year, of course, because of the ongoing Israeli operations in Gaza.
Lovely.
And then you pair that all, the calls inside America, inside mosques in America, with everything else going on in the wider world, pair that with what we were just talking about, our wide-open southern border, and, well, we shall see.
Yeah, because you got to wonder, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Unfortunately, probably so.
What kind of information would we get from the intel community if we were looking at things like that? Would it all just be really silent, or would they?
No, not at all. Maybe even surprisingly, over the last at least few months, maybe back into last year, we have had senior members of the intelligence community, like FBI Director Christopher Wray, appearing before, for example, Senate hearings on the Hill. And he's been remarkably open about warning. In his words, the lights are all blinking red. They have never seen a threat situation in America like this since 9/11 or since before 9/11. This is what he has said openly in open Senate hearings. And then we had a letter this past January, that's January 2024, from a bunch of retired former senior FBI agents who wrote this letter. There must have been 10 or 12 of them as signatories. And they sent the letter to senior leadership of Congress, both House and Senate, in January. And in the letter, they too warned of a threat situation inside the United States They don't necessarily mention Ramadan or jihad. I don't know if they know what that is, but they do mention that the warning indicators and warnings that they're seeing have them all alarmed. It's been very open, very public.
So you're the rank and file unsuspecting public. What's your job?
Well, first, to be aware that this situation is developing around the country and that we have been warned repeatedly and warned publicly. And to make plans with your own family for how to communicate with each other, how to stay in touch with each other, how to be aware of your surroundings at all times, how to have alternate means of communication if, I don't know, the cell phones don't work or something. So that's at the family local level, just basic, ordinary situational awareness. But also at the local level, but for local law enforcement, I would say, and Lyle can talk some more about this for sure, would be the local population, the local civilian population, being in touch with, listening to, and communicating with your local sheriff's departments. The sheriff's departments, sheriff, of course, being the highest law enforcement official, the senior ranking law enforcement official in any county in America, elected by the people, not appointed like a police department or police chief or something by the, city council or something, the mayor, but rather elected by the people. So there's a more direct connection there. But to be communicating with the sheriff's departments at this point in time and offering, you know, whatever assistance they might. But, Lyle, you've probably got some insights into that sort of level of communication.
Well, thanks, Claire. For the last hour, I always love listening to Claire. We go back quite a few years, don't we, Claire?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
I don't even know how many, 12, 13, 14. And we've presented on various platforms together, and I always listen and take notes as fast as I can with Claire because she is a subject matter specialist. And so all that she has shared thus far, I hope people will take this tape that you guys provide we the people and listen to it again. It's rich with information. Let me go in a couple of directions and hopefully tie it all together. All that Claire has talked about in a very elementary form, I've discussed with We the People Radio, if you guys remember, oh my gosh, how many years ago, 10, 12, also with you guys, because we were discussing Agenda 21 at the time. We were discussing the very detailed plan to collapse the United States into the New World Order. Now, at that time, a lot of people thought that was conspiracy theory or reactionary. On a good couple of occasions, Claire, correct me, I had Claire and several other subject matter specialists. John Guandolo is another. We gave presentations to selected audiences of legislators, law enforcement, and other notables because we were forewarning them at the time of the magnitude of what was coming and the multifaceted presentations. I think half of them accepted it. I think half of them began to figure out what do we do, but the other half still thought it was sensational. Claire could have a different observation on that.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Keep going.
And so what was presented both on PowerPoint, I remember Claire did it, John did it, Frank Gaffney and others, we presented information because we saw where the federal government was collapsing in the sense that they were not going to stand up and protect the rights of the individuals. Now, that goes totally against their oath of office, but that's what we began to see happening way back when. We then left it up to legislators, sheriffs, as she mentioned, not chiefs of police, and other high-level individuals in the communities to come together and begin to be aware of what was coming down the road so we weren't taken off guard. Well, it's been like pushing pudding uphill. I know Claire has done it consistently. I've been allowed to do it, and others, and it's just been a tough program up till probably the last 2 years, Claire, I would say, because when Biden got in, actually Obama got a third term, in my opinion. When Obama got in with Biden here, and they did away with Trump in 2020, they immediately went to work to open the borders. And this was what Obama wanted to do all along, and that was part of Agenda 2020, which has then been renamed Agenda 2030. But it's the same game plan, is to do away with our northern and southern border and to just basically allow anyone and everyone in. What Clara shared this past hour is very fruitful. It's really rich with intel in itself. The Chinese that have come into America, I think one of the bigger problems we're having right now, the Chinese are still staying, Claire, correct me because you're the subject matter specialist, but the Chinese, even the young men, the military-age men, and the Iranian young men, they're staying somewhat quiet to a degree. It's the Venezuelan gangs, it's the other gangs from Haiti and other places like that are causing real havoc in many communities. The killings, just the heinous crimes that are now beginning to come to the surface. I read an intel report the other day that for the first time in 20 or 22 years in Venezuela, the crime rate is down for the first time in 20 or 22 years. And that's because they've opened their prisons and released all these criminals and these gangs into America.
Shipped them to us.
Going back to something else that Claire talked about. And this is all verifiable stuff. This is not opinion. What Biden has done because of the controversy on the southern border, they began transporting people from Mexico into the middle parts of the United States and other selected communities. They bypassed the southern border. That way they didn't have to deal with the PR problem. But so you're getting gangs, you're getting criminals, you're getting young military age people from China, Iran, maybe North Korea. Claire can speak into that. Into America here, into predetermined locations. There is also I'm going to use the word soft intelligence, meaning I don't have it absolutely verified. Claire can speak into this. But I do have soft intelligence where law enforcement and certain intel groups have uncovered stacks of weapons and explosives already pre-located in and around America. Now, that's highly unusual. Why would you have hidden large amounts of weaponry, ammunition, and explosives? Why would you do that? Well, again, when you take a look at the tracking of these groups coming into America, be it Venezuelan, Chinese, Iranian, et cetera, they are going to regions where these weapons are already stored. So I think instead of pretending that we're conspiracy theorists, I think it would behoove people to begin to take a look at the possibility of this and plan accordingly, which is what Claire just talked about. One more thing before I'll be quiet for a minute or two.
Actually, you'll get quiet because the news will cut us off. It'll be perfect.
Oh, how many minutes do I have?
No, you're good. You got like one.
Oh, well, let me wait until after the.
Oh, so you're just going to leave me hanging with a minute, the whole minute?
No. What I'm going to do.
I mean, I've got an Irish jig coming up, but it's only 30 seconds long.
Yeah, but I want to give a shout out to Pape Machinery. I got to drive the John Deere tractor, and the pole. I mean, those tractors are phenomenal. You can hit poles and buildings, and they just keep going. And I just want to say to John Deere and to Pape Machinery, you really put out a great product.
Well, those poles are all repairable. We don't need to talk about that. Yeah, that's not a big deal.
And it
deal.
Just showed the integrity of the tractor.
Yeah.
And Pape you know, still paid me my $2 for giving them. That's more than you guys pay me. I'm still getting $1.25.
I think Robert sent you. Robert sent you two and a quarter, and we've got a book on the way. We're going to send you something to read.
I told Claire before she came on, I said, I'll bet you they made a separate deal with you. You're probably getting $5.
I got to find a deal.
I'll bet you I'm getting $0. $1.25. That's not fair.
Oh, you let it out of the bag.
That's a long time issue, Claire. I mean, lawyers have been involved. A lot of arguing.
And the average jig said it's news time. We'll be right back with our guests, Claire Lopez and Dr. Lyle Rapacki. You're listening to We the People.
In two of Donald Trump's legal cases, here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Late last week, a New York judge delayed Donald Trump's hush money criminal case. Jury selection was to have begun later this month, but the criminal trial is being pushed back until mid-April after Trump lawyers said they needed more time to sift through new evidence. Meanwhile, in Georgia, the lead prosecutor in the former president's election interference case is out of a job. He resigned after the judge said either the DA or the prosecutor had to withdraw because of a romantic relationship. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, author and podcaster Dan Senor blasting the commander-in-chief over the State of the Union.
I saw what President Biden did at the State of the Union address and the criticisms unprecedented for him or for any president for that matter. The criticisms he made against Israel were to me, over the top.
And he adds, Biden's words and actions just send the absolute wrong message.
And when you unleash the kind of criticisms against Israel that Biden was doing, it provides jet fuel, rocket fuel, for Israel's critics, for Israel's opponents.
Senor says the president has been ramping up his criticism of Israel in order to shore up support from the anti-Israel, pro-Hamas faction of the Democrat Party. Parts of southern India going through a blistering February and March, not to mention very little rainfall. Officials now say in the country that a number of grade schools and even some high schools that do not have air conditioning will be forced to shut down. High temps this week, 113 to 118. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
The head of the African Development Bank calling for an end to loans given in exchange for oil or critical minerals. Used in smartphones and electric car batteries.
Such deals have left some African countries in financial crisis and have helped China control the extraction of critical minerals such as cobalt in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Akinwumi Adesina says these arrangements come with a litany of problems. He points to uneven negotiations where lenders typically dictate terms to cash-strapped African nations.
That is Jeremy House reporting. TikTok creators across the country expressing frustration over a bill passed by the House that would lead to a nationwide ban of the app if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake. That proposal now awaiting Senate input, and creators say a ban would hurt a lot of people. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Nearly 75% of American teens say they feel happy when they don't have their phones with them.
That's according to a new report from the Pew Research Center.
But despite the positive associations with going phone-free, most teens have not limited their phone or social media use. Many are growing increasingly concerned with teens' relationship with their phones and social media. Last fall, dozens of states, including California and New York, sued Instagram and Facebook owner Meta for harming young people and contributing to the youth mental health crisis by designing features that addict children. John Scott reporting.
Many Americans rely on Medicaid when fighting poor health, but there's a catch. Often states try to recover costs after the recipients die. Now, critics want Uncle Sam to stop doing that. They say the program collects too much money from the very poor people. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the second half of We the People Radio on St. Patrick's Day 2024. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff.
He's a Welshman, but we let him in anyway and forced him to wear a shamrock.
Irish accent.
And his shamrock says, "The Irish, God made Irish the number one."
Yeah, I was coerced. Hey, our sponsor this hour is Cafe Machinery, our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. And pretty much a couple times a year, you can go up there and catch Lyle Rapacki driving a John Deere tractor up there.
It always comes back to that.
Yeah. But they've got all sizes of John Deere tractors, big, small, in between. And they got them in stock and ready to go. You can get your tractor worked on. You can get implements, mowers. They handle a full line of electric mowers now for California, and go up and see them. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake, or give them a call 530-226-9226, or get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
Ta-da!
There you go.
It's funny how that works out.
Yeah.
You live in California, everything has to be electric, but don't charge it because the grid's got having some brownouts.
Yeah, don't.
we're gonna change our we're gonna secede from the United States and just call ourselves Absurdistan.
Absurdistan.
We're just gonna fit in, try to be one of the stands. We'll be Absurdistan.
That's right.
Lord, just want to point out I live here now, but I was not born here. Bill was, though.
Well,
let me
say on the Pape, since I'm a noted unofficial representative of Pape Machinery, when I got on that tractor, it had more buttons and things than I knew what to do, which, you know, that's a problem right there because I'm not technologically good. So there was a problem. But I hit some buttons and the thing started and I started going. But what was really impressive was the extension cord on that thing because it's all electric. And so it goes, I don't know, when I hit the pole, well, actually I didn't hit it. The pole was in the way. So
who puts a pole there anyway? I mean, how silly.
Well, and I backed up over another. I don't want to get into too much of this right now, but the tractor didn't stop.
The tractor operated as designed. So
it did. And the 1,500 yard extension cord handled the frustrations of the driver very well.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that.
Yeah, it's a little tricky to operate that retract the cord button, but you know, it's you get used to it.
Is that what that button is? I never knew what that button was. So I guess next week when I'm over there at Pape at Shasta Lake, I'll now know what that button is. See,
yeah.
I'm learning.
You're learning.
Okay,
that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
The home office is scheduling their visit right now. Full supervision on this. this cascading disaster.
Sure I'll be getting a phone call from Pat Page.
That's all right. Not before I get one from my safety manager wanting to know what the heck's going on over there. But that's all right. I'll cover for you.
Thank you, sir. Hey, let me. I want to go back to Claire.
Let's segue into some more despair. take it down a notch. Get us to the sadness, Lyle.
Well, that'll be an extra 25 cents.
I know.
That makes it up to $1.50 for me to do the show. Claire is making some extremely valuable points. And again, I just want to say that please, people who are listening to this, this is Claire, if anybody, oh my God, Claire is not a conspiracy theorist. She is not a sensational individual. I've known her a long time, and she dots her I's and crosses her T's. And if she's not certain of something, she won't discuss it. And when she does bring out that, and I'll send stuff to her and go, would you please look? In fact, I did it the other day, if you remember, Claire. I sent something to her that I thought was a little sensational. Let me just share briefly without the source. This is a national source. He has a website, I think a podcast or a show and stuff like that. And he put out that 100,000 American troops were being prepared to be moved to the Gaza Strip to fight and stop Israel from attacking Hamas and all this stuff. And I really questioned it, but I sent it to people like Claire who are really knowledgeable. And, you know, within hours, I got back from five different professionals, almost verbatim, the same thing. This is sensational and nonsense. Then a couple of them did go into explanations as to why we don't even have 100,000 troops to send, which is more than I was looking for. But going back to Claire, I mean, she doesn't say things that are sensational or conspiratorial. And that's important because over the years that we've made presentations on Agenda 2021, Agenda 23, all the names they keep changing, it's basically the same thing, which is to collapse the United States into the global community. The different formats by them trying to do that, Claire is speaking into, and they're not sensational, they're not conspiratorial or theatrical, they're very valid points. Now, let me just share, just last week, and I'd have to look it up, and I apologize to you all and your readers, but I think it was Thursday of last week, could have been Friday, the Coast Guard off of Florida stopped a Haitian boat because it has been known now, it's been publicized in conventional propaganda platforms that used to be the media, that the Haitians were allowed to bring their boats into Florida and offload and come in that way. And Ron DeSantis has said, hell no, you're not doing that. The Coast Guard is parked, I don't know if you can park a boat, but park a boat right off the coast. And it intercepted a Haitian ship. And there were some illegals on that trying to get in. But what the media reported, and I have to other means, is that they uncovered tremendous caches of armor, of weaponry and munitions and explosives. And that's in conventional media platforms. So when we're talking about what I was talking about, that you've got Chinese, like Claire said, you've got the jungle tigers from China, these young men that are absolutely trained and dangerous. You've got people from Venezuela gangs. All of this, they're coming in and have already come into America for the purposes of bringing destruction to America from within, creating conflict and crises. I think through soft intelligence, and Claire can speak into the terminology of soft, it's soft because while we do have some confirmations, we don't have the absolute confirmation necessary to call it confirmed intelligence. How's that, Claire? Okay?
Sounds good. Well, okay. Not good, but yeah.
Well, good point. But we have very soft intelligence bordering on becoming confirmed beyond a doubt that come September, October, maybe August, September, and October of this year coming up, there will be tremendous disruptions in 16 cities across the nation. I know Mike Flynn has talked about this, and he's going to be on my show coming up in the next week or so. Tom Holman has talked about it. He was on my show last week, and other notables. This is all well planned to bring disruption to the electoral process and possibly even up to the point of creating a national crisis, a constitutional crisis, which under our current constitution, if that is declared, elections are suspended at the federal level, not at the local or county level, but at the federal level. They're suspended until the crisis is passed or is under control. And what we're receiving is slowly confirming reports that there are planned disruptions and civil unrest for a number of communities. I'm here in Arizona, and one of the communities, if you'll allow me, a community, is Maricopa County. Actually, that means Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe. There's several cities in Maricopa County. But Maricopa County is one of the 16 areas that's been designated. Pima County in southern Arizona, the Tucson area is another. And then we have other communities in other states. This is all well orchestrated. Now, will it be interfered in some way, or will there be interdiction? I don't know yet, but I'm going to tell you that the bad guys, and Claire's talked about some of the bad guys, Todd Bensman, who we both met years ago in Texas when we were down there. Claire, you remember we gave briefings to elected officials and several others. And we met Todd down there, and he has done a superb job in reporting on the border. He is a subject matter specialist. And the level of hatred, the level of people coming across who want to destroy this country is almost unspeakable. It's that high. And we are not prepared for this. And I think it's going to, and Claire made a phenomenal point on this, it's going to come down to the local communities to protect the local communities, because I don't see the federal government stepping in. Now, one more thing, and I'll turn it over to Claire. Tom Holman is coming to Prescott, that's where I live, which is about an hour north of Phoenix. Director Holman is coming to Prescott on April 18th, and he's making a major presentation dealing with Border 911. Border 911 is a program that he just began about a month ago, and it was on my program that he announced it. Go to ArizonaToday.com. ArizonaTheNumber2Day.com, and you'll see the two things. One, the full hour program with Representative Mark Fincham and Tom Holman, but then you'll see a 15-minute presentation on Border 911, and all that was discussed in that 13 or 14 minutes was the new program called Border 911. And President Trump's endorsed Border 911. It's been launched, and now Director Holman is going across the country explaining Border 911 and gathering support and building a network for Border 911. And this is a response to the crises that has already come across our border. We don't really have a border anymore. And those that are still coming into America, they're flooding into America. So Border 911 is an incredible program that Director Holman has put together along with other notables. And it's gearing towards sheriffs because, as Claire also mentioned correctly, the sheriff is the highest-ranking constitutional law enforcement officer in a county, not one foot over the county line, but in that county. That sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer and outranks in that county a governor, even the president of the United States, unless there's a national declared emergency. So getting with your sheriffs, supporting them, having your local communities begin to become aware and respond to what's taking place is really going to be an approach. One last thing, if I might. In Arizona, again, in a community called Springerville, it's a small community in northeastern Arizona. Katie Hobbs, who is the illegitimate governor of Arizona, she got in through election fraud. That's another show. But she tried to unload 1,300 or 1,500 illegals in Springerville. It's a small rural community in northern Arizona, and she wanted to take over the dome. There's a dome there that they use for sports, and she wanted to turn that into a residential area for these 1,300 illegals. She flew them from Lakeville in the southern border of Arizona into, that was her plan, into Springerville. The citizens of Springerville stood up, and there was only 2,500 citizens or so, and they came out in mass. They came out armed, and they came out in mass, and they said, hell no, you are not going to bring these people in here. And they put up a heck of a fight, and they had to turn away bringing those 1,500 illegals in there. What I'm sharing with you is that rural communities are beginning to wake up and say, hell no, we are not going to allow this taking over. And that's, and Claire mentioned it with the sheriffs. I would echo that, and I would suggest that if people are listening, I would start getting the old neighborhood teams together, community teams, county teams together. Here again in northern Arizona, that's already happened. There are multiple, I'm going to call them neighborhood watches. I'm just going to call them that, but they're neighborhood watches, but even on a larger measure, county watches, city watches, things like that. The citizens of America are beginning to wake up, much similar to our forefathers, the colonists of the day. And so what Claire is describing is alarming. It's very sobering. And I'm sure if we had another show, she could even bring forward more information.
Claire, I think, well, we got to take a break. But when we come back, I'd like to expand a little bit on what Lyle was talking about as far as the mix of people that are coming across the border now. I'd like to know if you've seen that change. Or, you know, in the beginning it was people coming here to, you know, forge a better life and try to get themselves out of poverty. And as this thing has opened up, we've seen huge drug problems, criminals. But I want to know if you've seen a change in that mix of people coming across as far as immigrants versus criminals and drug dealers and and terrorists and that sort of thing. So,
or is that all just happening to the American public and we're all just a bunch of hysterical?
Yeah, we're all just being more aware of it, or has it always been this bad?
We'll be right back on that chipper note. We're going to play some good old Irish music today, because it's St. Paddy's Day. You're listening to We the People. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Shake hands with all the neighbors and kiss the callings off. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal. Well, they gave me a party when I came back, and they came from near and far. And the road was lined for near a mile with Irish jotting cars. And the whiskey flowed like buttermilk to fill our hearts with joy. And the piper played an Irish reel to greet the Yankee boy.
Is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? Like in the morning.
They agree to
way, hey, up your rises. Way, hey, up your rises. Way, hey, up your rises. Early in the morning.
Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Early in the morning.
Way, hey, a little Irish fun on the high seas. Way, shave his belly with a rusty razor.
Way, ouch.
That's why we drink so much. That's got to be it.
I don't know. I was just telling Lyle, there are a number of really great Irish pubs in and around Washington, D.C. Of course, I live in Northern Virginia. We used to go to them all the time and loved the Irish music, local groups, performing there.
See? Yeah, just, how we saved civilization.
Yeah. No matter where you go, you'll
find
an Irish pub.
They wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
How the Irish saved Christianity. Because we had all
Absolutely did.
We had all
during
the records.
The dark ages.
And we were too terrifying. Nobody went up there to steal them from us. They were like, shit, those
no,
guys are
it was
nutty.
The monks. It was the monks in the monastery
yes, they
were. Who
were
keeping alive literacy and the ancient Greek, especially Greek, maybe Roman, but especially Greek,
translation,
philosophy,
yeah.
That is all that got Western civilization through the Dark Ages.
Yep, and it's a really good book, but don't listen to it on audio because the author is really smart. Wrote a great book, but he's terrible at reading it. Oh my God, you'll crash your car! I tried to listen to it while I was driving. Yeah, it's a little dry. But really, really well done. But there is a reason for all these things, right? So when you look at the history of all these different countries, we've got our own. And, I like to fight, too. So, but turned out we did a show with my dad a few years back, and we were always told that my grandfather was born in New York. And then, it kind of turned out that actually he was on a ship's manifest at 3 landing in New York.
That's close enough.
That's a little different.
So, my grandfather was apparently born when he was 3. And, so he never knew that. So apparently my grandfather was an illegal alien his whole life, had no clue. Not a hint. Hugh Ryan. So there you go.
So, Claire, what do you
but
think?
But here you are, and that's the good part.
I know. And the rest of us, we did our best.
Do you think the mix of people coming across the border has changed recently, or has it always been? Okay.
No, very definitely it has changed. And I'll begin with geographically speaking. So typically in decades past, you would have many Mexicans crossing over, then maybe Central Americans, and some South Americans. Typically Latinos, maybe some from the Caribbean as well. But more recently now, as the border's been opened, wide open since the Biden administration came into office, you've got people, and we've heard, reports out of CBP, they're coming from over more than 160, that's 60 countries around the world. Okay? There were only about 194 countries in the entire world, or at least in the United Nations. And more than 160 of those are represented in the flood of illegal aliens pouring across our border. And so
immigrants that are actually being seen in court and being deported, you say 90% of them are rejected. How many are we capable of seeing a month and actually processing?
I don't know that number, but to the best of my knowledge, nobody's being deported these days.
Correct.
Or practically nobody. I should
really?
Say virtually nobody.
Yeah, because we hear it's 5 years before they see a judge. Well, how many people are seeing a judge?
It's more than 8 to 10 or more.
Okay, so how many people are actually seeing judges today? I mean, I know they're backlogged.
Yeah, no, I don't know that number.
Huh.
Maybe CIS would have a better set of data on that.
Yeah, because you don't hear about that. I mean, you hear about this huge backlog, but you don't hear about how many people are actually being processed and either allowed to stay or deported.
I would check CIS, that's Todd Bensman's think tank, Center for Immigration Studies, and or try CBP and DHS, but, you know, buena suerte there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She threw us in a little buena suerte.
Nice, wow. She's become a little bit more comedic in her old age.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you are.
This is so grim otherwise.
I know. It's hanging out with those chuckleheads on St. Patty's Day. It's messing everybody up.
I've never heard Claire in what, 12 years or 14? I've never heard issue such a little snide little comments. And little, I've never heard
you
that.
Know,
one.
We,
good,
we can have a tendency to complain like that
I'll
in our. It's like Peter Pry, you know, when Dr. Pry used to come on, he was all serious at the beginning, and then he kind of got sillier and sillier as we went, and I thought, we have had a really...
We've ruined
we've
him.
We've had a really, really... We played beer for your horses, and he turned into a silly guy. All right, one last quick break here before the top of the hour, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
And come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush a boogle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon. For the pipes must be together at the rising of
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
But now I'm returning with golden grit store. And I never will pay the wild rover no more. And if so, maybe never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No more.
I tell you what.
Oh, you got best of all the classics.
I know.
Yeah.
If that doesn't make you just want to go, you know, have a Guinness. You're dead inside.
Well, I got to tell you, while you guys are doing this stuff, and Claire's pontificating about all this brilliant stuff that she knows, I'm sitting here enjoying my Maker's Mark.
I knew it.
So let Claire handle the rest of the show. I'm fine.
Yeah, you just take some notes, and then next week when we're not going to do the same thing again, but when we do some more stuff, then
we're coming back on. Wait a minute, does that mean I get an extra $1.25
yep.
this month? For you guys?
You'll have the book by then. Even loser Aaron will make it to the post office and get the dang book in the mail. Although all I ever get these days are complaints about the Postal Service, so I guess I can't guarantee it's going to get there.
I think I need a promotion.
You do. You got to get in the loop, Claire. Got to get you on the gravy train.
Why is she getting the
gravy train?
I brought her on the show as executive director. I brought her on.
Because you're already the $1.25 and I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's all I needed.
He used to be $1.80. I really like it. He's going down. His Bidenflation is kicking in. It's not pretty, but it's real. Oh, my God.
The people now listening to us in Libya, they're going, what is this all about? I mean,
yeah. They're like, I wish we had guys like this in Libya. It'd be a lot more fun.
Claire, they have people from all over the world listening. What was that one country?
That's fantastic.
No, they do. What was that one country you guys that called in or wrote in and they liked our gibberish?
Oh yeah. Remember the Ukrainians used to listen all the time.
Ukrainians, that's it.
Yeah, of the 45% of the people that listen to the show outside contiguous.
They wrote in. Yeah. This was a couple of years ago. They wrote in to Aaron and Bill, and they something about, well, gee, that's not fair that Dr. Lyle's not getting the $1.25.
they specifically said that. And we can verify because our engineer now is from Ukraine, so they sent her over here to make sure you got your money.
I know, but they did.
That's,
Claire.
By the way, another one of my focuses, or foci, or whatever it is Ukraine. If I can plug a Facebook site, go look at Conservatives for Ukraine. Conservatives numeral for Ukraine on Facebook.
Oh. Okay. Will do.
For all the listeners out there in Kiev and Odessa and Mariupol.
Well, we will add that, and I'm sure we'll get to maybe chat about that a little bit next week, too. So we've got, like, 8-ish minutes or so. And
Claire can fill up 10 of those 8 minutes. No, that was a compliment.
That's Claire. With the goofing off.
I'll take it that way.
But I'm like, so I know there's a bunch of stuff we didn't cover today, but we do have next week, so I don't know how you want to, if you want to just spoiler alert them for next week or how you want to do it. Go right ahead. Uh-oh, I wrecked the show.
Another 5 months. Claire, what do you want? Personally, I think we need to follow up with what I'm being serious for 30 seconds.
What?
I think we need to follow up with what Claire has laid down, because there's a lot of information, what she's put forward and in her report. And I think it could be further massaged. I'll look into some of the latest stuff that Claire's also mentioned regarding the border and some of the struggles that we're already having. We're having problems already. It's not being reported. To Claire's point, one time off air, she said, we're not seeing some of this in reports and in media. No, we're not. For instance, in certain rural areas, smaller counties, let's say, where there's more land, not developments, they're trying to set up these camps. Here in northern Arizona, Hobbs is trying to do just that, and the citizens are beginning to arm up and fight back. The sheriff is fully informed and fully supportive of the citizenry, David Rhodes. But this is what's happening under the radar, and Claire kind of set it up that way, and I kind of followed in a little bit, but I think if she could have the opportunity to massage what she was presenting even more, I think there's more information, hard intel, if you will allow me, that she can present, and then I'll see what I can do to
Yeah, there's very definitely a lot of information going on. Who knows what's going to happen between now and then anyway.
Good point, good point.
But if listeners want to get a head start on some of this, have a look at the website theunitedwest.com or .org, either one, theunitedwest.com. And we've got a tab there at the top of the homepage. It's called Defend the Border. And there you'll find all kinds of information, some of it that we have authored, some that we've posted from others like Todd Bensman. And you'll find a documentary that we put together about a year and a half ago called Death County and the River of Broken Dreams, featuring Tom Holman. Take a look at that, as well as a number of other shorter, smaller videos.
I really like him a lot. He's a very thoughtful guy with a tremendous amount of information, and I think we ignore him at our peril.
Oh, we're just all hoping he'll be back, hoping and expecting that he'll be back. No-nonsense guy, but heart of gold, absolute heart of gold.
I could share, this is not a violation or anything, I've had private meetings with him where there's no cameras, no films, no recorders, no nothing. It's just in the room, and he's the same as what you see on air. He's very sincere. He's not theatrical.
Yeah.
He tears up. If you go to my Arizona Today, ArizonaToday.com show, you'll see the 15-minute Border 9-1, and you'll see him tear up. That is not a show, ladies and gentlemen. That is not a game. He is really taken by the horrendousness that's taken place on the border, and it really touches his heart. He's for real.
Yeah,
this is not,
absolutely.
Not a show.
I mean, you'll see this absolutely while talking about. In that film I'm pointing you to, Death County and the River of Broken Dreams, where he recounts his own experiences with, not just deaths of Americans that are now happening all over the country because of the illegal criminals, but deaths of the people, the illegals themselves, the women, the children being trafficked, being locked in the back of trailer trucks, locked in there and dying. Go look at that website and look at that movie.
I'm tagging all of this. I'm adding, just so people are maybe scrambling a little bit, I'm adding all of these websites that you're giving me to the page for today, March 17th, 2024. And I am also adding the video. I'll put the Death County and the River of Broken Dreams.
You know what? One of the things we haven't talked about, we probably don't have time now, but I just thought I'd mention it. I read an article, it's been a couple of weeks ago now, about how this influx of illegals into the country is actually changing the count, a lot of these states are allowing them to vote, so they're actually going to appoint more congressional representatives because of the increase in population in a lot of these areas, which is going to change the face of our Congress.
Has. Yeah. Apportionment. That's part of the whole plan. That's part of it.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people have thought about that.
Changing of the demographics.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's a real issue. And that's where I think things start to come together for them, is they get the people in, they change the law, all of a sudden you have all these extra millions of people that are allowed to vote. Well, all of a sudden you have to hire more congressmen.
What people don't know, perhaps many don't know, is that for the purposes of the census count, that then determines apportionment of representatives for that county, that state.
Correct.
Everybody gets counted, whether they're citizens or not. And the Donald Trump initiative of a couple of years ago to try to include the question on the census form, are you a U.S. citizen, was defeated. And so anybody who is in that county, in that, area being counted, doesn't matter if you're legal, illegal, doesn't matter what, you get counted, and that determines apportionment numbers of representatives.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
That's the root of it right there.
The good news is we do our census every 10 years, and maybe before the next one we could say, oh, I don't know, implement E-Verify and have a mass self-deportation. That'd be fantastic.
There won't be any self-deportation. I think that's going to be...
You implement E-Verify, you'll have a huge one.
Yeah, if they can't get a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we're out of time.
What?
Yeah.
How does that keep happening?
I don't know.
Oh, God, she probably wants to know what song we want to play.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming on. It was a great show, and we're going to have you back next week.
Thanks for having us.
And I think Aaron's got...
For issues?
Yeah. It goes without saying.
Hey, look, I was sick. Good grief. But, no, we're really looking forward to it. We will have a great time next week, too, with tons of terrific information. Meanwhile, we'll have time to watch the video. You have been listening to We the People. We've been speaking with Claire Lopez and Dr. Lyle Rapacki. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
On KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.